The Vatican on Friday released Pope Benedict's message to young people as they begin the countdown to World Youth Day celebrations in Brazil in July 2013.
With just 8 months to go until the youth of the world descend on Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, Pope Benedict on Friday released his message for World Youth Day 2013, which has as its theme, Go and make disciples of all nations. In the text, divided into 8 parts, the Pope offers fatherly advice and encouragement to young people preparing for this great event, calling on them to become disciples of Christ in this important year of faith. Beginning the message with, Dear young friends, the Holy Father recalls the celebrated statue of Christ the Redeemer over Rio de Janeiro, saying that Christ's open arms are a symbol of his willingness to embrace all those who come to him. The Pope sends out a clarion call to young people to build with enthusiasm a better world, a world that has seen many technical advances, but also a world, he points out, that needs to be founded on love rather than materialism. The Holy Father goes on to urge young Christians to go out and be missionaries of evangelization and to use the wonderful gifts God has given them to transmit the workings of the faith. The sacraments and prayer, he says, are your foundation in this. Offering words of encouragement and demonstrating his understanding of the problems young people face, Pope Benedict invites them to let love overcome the tendency to remain enclosed in their own world, with their own problems and habits. Have the courage, he says, to go out from yourselves in order to go forth towards others and to show them the way to an encounter with God. New media also comes under the spotlight in this message, with the Holy Father focusing his attention on young people's affinity for these methods of communication, saying that it falls to them to use new media in order to evangelize, but at the same time cautioning them to use these means wisely. The Pope emphasizes that young people are the future of the Church by saying that young priests, religious and lay people are highly valued, before adding, each of you is a precious piece in the great mosaic of evangelization. Pope Benedict ends his message very much as he began it, focusing on Rio's Christ the Redeemer statue, which he says is a sign that the heart of Jesus is open with love for each and every person. Finally, the Holy Father calls on young Christians, especially those in Latin America, to go forth and bear witness to Christ's love and be a new generation following in the footsteps of the Church's great missionaries. I'm Lydia O'Kane.